Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, whatever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to put you on the road to heaven. Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We have some powerful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're going to continue the message that we started some weeks ago talking about the names of God. We want you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord our shepherd. Now we're going to move on to Jehovah Jireh. That's Hebrew. Amen. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord that will provide.
Amen.
The Lord will provide. Yes, it will. Amen. When the Lord is our shepherd, we don't have anything to worry about. The Lord take care of you. He'll take care of our people. He won't let you go hungry. He won't let you go naked. He won't let you go homeless. But the Lord will make a way when there is no way. The Lord will take care of your bills. Amen. Because he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. Now Abraham, he believed God, knowing that God will provide. Yes, he will. Praise God. Genesis 22 and 14, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say?
And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
Amen. I'm telling you, Abraham had that faith, believing what God said. God promised Abraham in his old age, he's going to have a son. Now, that was impossible what man said, because Sarah, Abraham's wife, was way beyond the age of having children. Abraham was an old man. He was very old. But God told them they're going to have a son. When the Lord tell you something, you must believe it, regardless of what man said. It may seem impossible to man, but what's impossible to man is always possible with God. Because God is way beyond man knowledge. He's the Almighty. He's the great creator. He created man. He's the one that gave man knowledge. So many people got so much faith in the doctors. But when the doctors tell them bad news, they feel like the whole world done fell apart. But I got news to let you know. God is beyond the doctors. He made the body. He knows what goes on inside of our human bodies. The Lord is the one that can fix the problem, because he's the great creator. So people need to understand, know that. Now, Abraham believed God, regardless of what man said. He believed God. When God told Abraham, you're going to have a son, Abraham laughed, the laugh of faith. He laughed at the promises of God. Amen. Me being an old man, having a child, I'm telling you, God wants his children to laugh the laugh of faith, knowing that God will make a way where there is no way. When man says impossible, God will open up a door for you. Yes, sir. So many preachers preaching you can't live free from sin. But I will let you know, when the Lord is your provider, the Lord is your salvation, the Lord can show them that the devil is a liar. Oh, yes, you can, because Jesus will give you the power to resist the temptation of the enemy and cause you to be a witness to live holy in a sinful world. I'm telling you, I'm talking what the power of God can do. The Lord will heal your body of sickness and disease that will surprise the medical science. It will surprise the doctors. The doctors have to walk away and strike their heads. They can't explain it. God, why? Because the power of God will blow your mind what God can do. Now, Moses believed God. He stretched his rod across the Red Sea. And look, God opened up the Red Sea, made a wall on both sides, caused the east wind to blow, and dried out the bottom so that the children of Israel can cross the Red Sea, amen, from Egypt, going out into the, heading out into the, to the promised land. I'm talking about what the power of God can do. Amen. God will make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
Yes, he can. We need to take the limit off of God. So many people, the devil want to put doubt, fear, and unbelief to cause you not to believe this Bible, not to believe the word of God. But it's time to take doubt, fear, and unbelief and throw it away and say, yes, I believe what the Bible says. Let every man, let every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. Now, Abraham was a man of faith. He believed God. When God told Abraham, take your son and take it up to the altar. Amen. Offer me a sacrifice. Abraham didn't question that. He didn't argue with God. He didn't say it was the devil trying to steal his blessing. But he took his son out there and offered it up as a sacrifice. Amen. He was going to offer it up believing God, knowing that God already promised Abraham that through Isaac, all the nations of the world will be blessed. And he believed God. And therefore, knew even though if he slayed Isaac, that God had to support his promise by raising Isaac up from the dead. That's strong faith. You hear me? Strong faith. How many of you all have that strong faith today? We live in an age now in 2024. People have got weak in their faith. People don't believe God like the saints of old. I'm telling you, God don't change. People change. But God don't change. The word of God stays the same. Amen. Now, Abraham had that knife ready to slay Isaac. But, amen, the angels took and stayed his hand and said, don't do your son no harm. Now I know you love God more than you do your son. Amen. We need to show God we love him more than anything else. More than what the doctor said. More than what medical science say. More than what some theologian, some preacher say. We believe what this Bible say. You hear me? Praise God. We need to start believing this Bible. I'm telling you. Amen. Now, amen. The angel told Abraham, stay his hand. Amen. And he said, look in the thicket. And there was a lamb caught in the thicket. You know, God is Jehovah Jireh. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's our on-time God. He's never too late. I'm telling you, he'll come there to your rescue. He'll deliver you for what the devil got you tied to. He'll deliver you from alcohol. He'll deliver you from drugs. He'll deliver you from life on the streets. He'll make a man out there homosexual. He'll make a woman out there lesbian. I'm talking what the power of God can do. I'm telling you, Jesus make the change. Oh, yes, he did. Amen. Now, God, amen, took and provided for Abraham. Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. And like God made a provision for Abraham, the Lord will provide for those of you that are listening to the broadcast. Today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Let's get ready for the power of prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your damn scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know Jesus is the answer. You can change their lives. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Lord, let them get to know you, Lord Jesus, as being Jehovah Jireh. Let them get to know you as Jehovah Rohi, the Lord's our shepherd. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The song said, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. We have to believe the word of God that Elder Holmes has told us and the prayer he just prayed, that God can deliver you no matter what your situation is. He can provide for you. He is always the on-time God for you and I. The Obahan Prison Bars, Elder Holmes, and I love you. I'm not just saying that, but we really do love you and care about you. But Jesus loves you even more. He gave his life for you, that you can be free. You can, even though you may be behind prison bars, but you can be free in your spirit and your soul and have peace and joy and happiness. Those that in the free world, think of your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing for you. He can supply your every need. All you got to do is allow him to do it for you. And remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, I never get tired of saying this, remind myself and remind all of us, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what we think or what we say, how we feel. Whatsoever God has promised to you and I, he shall and he will perform it. You just give God a chance that he will not disappoint you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself when we go into the jails and prison to spread this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those you're incarcerated, write our men's for Bibles, other life-changing material. Spanish speaking areas, write for Spanish material. All material to prisoners are free. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm a Jesus man and I'm a Bible man. Praise God. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.